My timeline, my Twitter, and my social media is in shambles this week.
Why?
The Bad Wizard game comes out this week. And
I'm not gonna spread the
everyone
turf game. I'm not gonna
is
spread a turf game.
literally just tearing each other apart on the internet
Oh,
right now.
entirely. And then I saw something that was like, there's a transgender wizard in it. And I go, that doesn't, she didn't create it.
Yeah.
She's still a TERF. She's still getting the money. She's probably really fucking pissed that there is a
Yeah,
transgender wizard in it.
that's they fucking went for it, bro.
I did.
No, they did.
Oh, I know.
It's like
And it doesn't
go,
help.
like God,
Maybe
just
someday
making
I'll own a pre-owned
literally
copy.
just
Maybe someday.
making everyone angry. Everyone, and welcome back to 8 Hour Chat, a weekly discussion where we no longer try to cram 8 hours of inappropriate work chat into about an hour. We're just chatting at now, but no longer about the wizard game. We're not giving that shit no more exposure.
No more.
My name is
Goodbye.
Oscar.
Done.
I'm joined, as always, by my co-host and best bud.
Shan.
How art thou, Shan?
Good. It's my mom's birthday. It's our anniversary podcast. Yeah. So our 2 year anniversary of the podcast recording is February 11th. So that'll be this Saturday. So it'll be the day after this episode comes out.
Holy
So
crap, that's
2 years. We have
two
2 years of content. That's 2 years, my friend.
years? That is honestly fucking crazy because, like, I thought for some reason I thought it was 1 year only.
Two, my dude.
Because, yeah, how long have I been fucking doing Pod Boys then? Holy shit, 3 years.
Three. Yeah, it was like
Yeah.
three because you were doing that for a year beforehand. Like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy, man.
So congratulations on 2 years to us.
Wish
We
I
are
had a little like
just
popper thing.
beep, boop, boo. We're just shy of getting 100 episodes too. What is this number that's gonna come out? This is
95, 96, 97.
95. So we're 5 episodes short of that, so we should hit that by March. So we're doing fantastic.
Well, congrats to us. Happy birthday, 8 Hour Chat. It's been a
Happy
fun.
birthday!
It's
You're
been
a
a
toddler
fun.
now. You can walk all by yourself.
It's been a fun couple of years.
It has. It
So,
has.
it's been a great way to keep up with Shan as well. We
Yeah,
have
seriously, in the
no,
last year, yeah.
we have not lost contact after a whole ass year of no longer
Whole
working
ass year.
together.
Yeah. Which, like, we're both, like, extremely introverted people, and I have the worst ADHD, and we might have only seen each other like for last year for the podcast recording for the McElroys, and that's it. So we've at least kept in contact like every week to be like, here's touch bases kind of thing, like here's what's
Yeah.
going on in our life, which has been really nice.
So again, if you make a good friend at work ever and you don't want to lose them, our
Make a
best advice is
podcast.
start a fucking podcast, baby.
It's free, even if it's just for you guys someday to look back on.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. But what are we talking about this week, Shad? Do we want to talk about this angry fucking Tesla guy? Did we talk
I would
about
love
him
to. He
before?
got We talked about him while we were
In
driving when
person.
we
Okay.
were coming back from the Blockbuster
Yeah.
brunch. And I did know that he got caught.
Yeah, so just for some context for listeners here, we were having a conversation on the way back from our Blockbuster brunch because I had seen a couple of videos circulating the internet of a man in a Tesla, like a, I think it's the SUV one, the Model X, but he was going around with his like plates blocked out and a
I thought you said
mask
it was the
covering his
Tesla
face.
truck.
No, the Tesla truck isn't even out. It's like
Oh, I don't know when that comes out.
the SUV.
I don't know when it comes out.
Yeah, it was supposed to be out in 2022 and it just
But then everything's
hasn't.
delayed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's still not a thing. But this man was going around blocking out his Model X's plates and with like donning like a little like balaclava mask type thing. And just stopping in the middle of the five freeway in traffic, getting out and beating the shit out of people's car with like a metal stick or some shit.
Yeah, like a baton. It like originally the reports were saying baseball bat, but he's like swinging it so fast it would have been hard to see. But like,
Yeah.
he's apparently claiming it wasn't him.
Apparently, the dude's criminal record goes back to 2004, almost
Yeah.
20 years, and in
He's
20
only
years in
36.
eight
That's to
different states.
16. That goes back to when he was 16.
That's fucking wild. 10 people have reached out to Eyewitness News saying Rademach violently attacked them in cities across LA County, most of whom are women. So this dude was just like a fucking angry, like misogynist guy who like thinks it's easy to prey on women on the fucking freeway and just goes and
Yeah.
beats the shit out
Well,
of
I
women's
mean, it
cars.
apparently it was also like he had steroids and thousands of dollars of like $30,000 in his car.
Yes, he was literally just all fucking literally jacked on steroids and like
Yeah.
going through some like roid rage
Yeah.
and road rage.
Yeah, and apparently
Road roid rage, the worst kind of rage.
apparently he threatened to assault a 74-year-old woman outside of a doctor's office in Glendale. Yeah. Like it's just like this just
Holy
absolutely little old
shit.
woman. Like I've met Karen, so she could have been a Karen, but I've never threatened to beat a Karen. Like I just want to socially destroy her. Like
I just
so I'm
want to
just
cripple you
what's a
socially,
pipe?
miss. Yeah,
What?
and this one is you're like, I just want to cripple you socially, miss.
Yes. Yeah. I just want to destroy you that way. I don't want like your physical harm is not 74-year-old, how is that ever a fair fight? Unless the 74-year-old is currently the like Miss Universe for strong like
Or has like
women,
a
like
gun. Is
yeah,
a
like or has a
74-year-old a
gun, yeah, or
gun?
is beating somebody else. Like, okay, then we can talk. But like
Oh my
apparently,
God, hold on.
yeah.
Storage stories.
I know,
He
I
is
saw.
also accused of threatening to attack a woman at a storage facility in Atwater Village last November 9th and allegedly getting out of his vehicle later that day to threaten another woman on the freeway and break one of her headlights. So it's a pipe. He's walking around with a motherfucking pipe.
Yeah, no, that's like on here too. Like he struck someone's car on the 2 freeway on January 11th, and that he allegedly struck near a couple's vehicle with his car, and then struck it with a metal pole after following them from a shopping mall in Pasadena. He was brought into custody. Oh, in Torrance. Why am I not surprised?
Why are we not surprised?
Motherfucking Torrance. This is for all the white people who are angry that there's people that aren't white.
Trash.
Trash. All the white trash. The
Trash.
assaults were captured on a dash cam video and several leads were reported into it. So he's alleging that he didn't do it, but like they've got
Bro,
video.
they've got you on video,
And they've
dog.
got ones where he was half covered with his face, but then they have ones where his full face is
Yeah,
exposed.
I was gonna say that because like the first thumbnail that like we clicked to get here initially, it was like his full on face, and I was like, "Come on, bro, you're not even trying at this point." Fucking wild,
Yeah.
fucking wild, fucking wild.
He eventually just thought, oh, I can't be caught. And he's claiming that it was not him. He's charged with 4 counts of assault by means of force likely to produce great bodily harm and criminal threats, along with 1 felony count of vandalism, by the LA district.
Oh, this man's gonna be about to be a felon.
He's also charged with 2 misdemeanor counts of vandalism and 1 misdemeanor ca count for elder abuse, and he's pled not guilty to all charges.
This guy's a fucking scumbag.
Yep.
Speaking of
But
scumbags,
yeah.
I need to fucking sell my AMC stock. I've been sitting on it for too long
Yeah, you gotta
anyway.
sell it now.
And like I didn't sell it when I should have, and now it's worth almost nothing. And now they're making stupid ass fucking decisions
And then it's gonna tank it even
and getting
more.
my boy fucking Fro-Yo to stick up for the people. Elijah Wood tweeted about this and was just like, this is
I
going to affect
know. I
low income
saw.
family. He was
So
so mad because
let's explain what it is.
AMC Theaters is having the audacity to introduce some sort of like tiered pricing system for their movies. In which, if you want the quote unquote good seats in the theater, like
Do
towards
you
the
know what the good
middle
seat?
and
Yeah,
stuff like
that's
that,
just the middle of the
the
theater.
middle of the theater is gonna
Nobody's gonna
cost you,
go.
they're gonna charge a premium for sitting in the
Quite
middle of the
honestly,
fucking row.
if these theaters want more people to go, they need to just like have more like sale days. Try it on a trial basis and just have like one day a week. And I'm sure you'll see a rapid increase. And if you move it to like 2, 3, 4 days a week, like you are gonna get so many more people in
Yeah,
those
like do what
theaters.
like those
So many
small what
more.
the small movie theaters do and do like the Tuesday $5 thing or whatever, you know what
And
I
they
mean?
that's
Like,
how they stay alive.
but no, instead you try and fucking nickel and dime your people who have stuck by you through the fucking pandemic. They kept this fucking company alive with their like crazy investing and shit. Now it's just like, well,
Their
fuck
PPP
you
loans.
guys. Yeah. Literally,
They're just...
fuck you guys. Pay us more to sit in a reasonable fucking seat, because come on, unless you're like a frequent peer, you don't want to sit at on the edge. The movies.
Yeah. It's like, so apparently, and I didn't know because I didn't go see, but apparently after the first week of in the first week of release for the Batman, they charged more for their tickets for
Oh,
just the
so it's
Batman.
been going on for that fucking long. Or
They've been
like
doing
they
stuff.
tested it out with the Batman,
They
yeah.
tested it, but they didn't test it for the seats. They just tested it for the tickets as a whole. So in the first week that the Batman, and I'm sure they did it for like Wakanda too, in the first week that movie came out, they charged more for those tickets than any of the other movies they had in their theaters.
As movie theaters have attempted to recover from the pandemic, exhibitors have increasingly looked at more variable pricing methods. That's included charging, yeah, there you go, for like the Batman. But a lot of places are trying to do like the better thing of what I was reading here, like where it was like they do like so Paramount Pictures last weekend partnered with theater chains to offer reduced ticket prices for 80 for Brady, the new like Jane Fonda.
That looked
That
funny.
looks so
I'm like,
good.
it looks
I want to watch
so
that.
funny. I'm gonna watch it too. It looks really funny.
Also, Cocaine Bear comes out soon.
I know. But 80 for Brady. I said that to someone and they're like, really? It's about Tom Brady. And I go, okay, but is it
No, it's
really?
about a bunch
Is it
of old
really?
ladies who are like going to the Super Bowl.
Because they want to see Brady play in the Super, who is not even in
Yeah.
the Super Bowl this year. I
Mm-mm.
just thought it was like that looks so fun. Old women movies, like movies about old women who are like going through menopause and whatnot, are the funniest shit on the planet to me. And I like Mamma Mia is one of my top movies. And I went and I saw that, and this is probably why I went and saw that like early 20s when it came out with both of my grandmothers. And so anytime they made a joke about menopause, about droopy boobs, any of it, my grandmas were like falling out of their chairs laughing. So those movies are so funny to me because they're so like more realistic, if that makes sense. Like they actually paint a real like portrayal. Half the time the women at some point get just like so sick of like with an old guy like telling them how it is, and they're like, I've been doing this for this long and this many years, and I'm done with you. And I love them. I love them so much.
Yeah, I think Kel is a fan of Jane Fonda and the other lady in it because of that Grace and Frankie show that they had
Yeah.
on Netflix together. Kel's really into that, so I think she wants to go watch it for that.
I'll go watch it with her. It was so good.
Oh,
Don't die. But yeah, that's they're gonna be stupid. Movie theaters are already dying because people realize that they could pay for movies to like watch them at home for like their kids, like for all the like the Disney movies and whatnot. They could pay $24 and their kid watch it and they could just keep watching it. Like for 24 hours, they could just rewatch it, and maybe all of their family watches this movie, so it's so
yeah.
much cheaper and has their things at home. And I think movies like AMC need to start like a higher paid like monthly service like for streaming. I don't know if they can do it with the rights though. Probably not.
I don't know, but
But
yeah, the thing is, like, I've been like in my older age as I'm becoming like in my 30s now. Kel and I have been started going to the movies a lot more, become like more movie people. But we don't fucking go to AMC, we just go to like Alamo Draft House, which is like super strict on noise. And like, if
that's
there's
fair.
they don't do
Yeah,
kids
they are,
basically,
huh?
because the second like someone starts making noise, you just put up a little card and then they kick them out, basically. Like, they don't tolerate it. They bring you, like,
Yeah.
they have
I
dank
like
ass
ones like
food, they
those.
have
I like
drinks, and
Regal.
yeah.
I'm not an AMC fan, not even the dine-in. Am I an AMC fan of like those? Like I just feel like they do it weird.
Yeah.
And like They'll
It's
always
just
like come
like
to you, like it's in the middle of the movie and you like requested
it's just
something
like
and they had to
fucking like
alter it slightly and they're like, I should
Tyson,
tell
it's
you
just like
about it.
fucking Tyson chicken tenders and shit too. It's just like
Exactly. And it's just like, I don't want to be here. And like the whisper thing that they have to do to you when they have to like tell you about like, oh, these are all the things and these are like, hey, I'm so sorry, we're out of pretzel bites, we have none. And you're like, I really wish you could have just texted me that because I'm watching this movie and you've just like, just send me a text back. Just send
yeah.
me a text back. Like, please. I don't need you to come and speak to me about it. But yeah. I should go to the Alamo Draft House. That one place looks cool. Cause like that one like is like kids making noise too. Kick them out. Like, which is good. It's
It's
like
great.
teach your kids how to be, because I was always taught from like a little age, like,
Our actual favorite theater didn't
yeah.
survive the fucking pandemic.
I'm sorry. There's a lot of things that didn't, unfortunately.
Oh, it sucks.
They should have done $5 tickets when they were in.
Right? They should have.
But AMC is going fast. Like Regal's not talking about doing this. I don't know. AMC might change it back though, because how many things in the last month have millennials and Gen Z bullied brands into stopping?
That's very true.
Yeah, we've got D&D, Wizards of the Coast that we bullied into not like making this third and like a ridiculous charge and basically putting people with homebrews out of business. Netflix, we've now bullied against the password sharing, so now you can still do the password sharing. And like boomers were canceling because they only had Netflix for their college age kids who are away from home, and they were like messaging customer service and were like, hey, is this going to affect, are they going to be able to use it still? And they're like, no, they're not going to because they can't connect to the home Wi-Fi. And they said, okay, well then cancel it because I'm not going to pay for it when it's only my
Yeah.
kid who uses it. So they got a lot of cancellations and a lot of bad press, and they've rolled that back. I'm giving AMC like a week.
Oh, we're sorry.
Yeah.
Here's reduced prices.
They're gonna get bullied into like not, and like they can up their movie prices, but if they up their movie prices, nobody's gonna go because nobody can afford it. It's a luxury, you know.
Speaking of
Eventually, I've
D&D.
waited long enough, and freaking Wakanda Forever now is on Disney Plus.
Oh, nice.
Speaking of D&D, though,
Have you seen that movie, the D&D movie they're making?
I'm so excited!
They're putting that shit in theaters.
Yes, they are.
I thought it was like a streaming movie,
No.
and then I was at the movies last time and I saw a fucking preview first and I was like, oh, they're putting D&D in
I'm actually really
theaters.
excited for it.
It
Do you
looks
have
pretty
you seen the
cool.
plot line of it?
No, I've just seen like the trailers, but I haven't like looked into it other
So
than the
the
trailers.
plot
Yeah.
line basically is they go on a high like a heist and they steal something and they give it to the person they stole it for, and it ends up being the person they stole it for is a villain. And now he's destroying the world and they have to try and save it.
Interesting.
And so I'm excited. It looks really funny, and I really like that they made Chris Pine play the bard. That's so much fun to me. They've got what's her face is playing the Wild Shift. She has Wild Shift. That's not the name of the race. I can't think right now. It just left my brain.
I have no idea.
But it looks so good.
Yeah, it
I'm
looks
so
pretty. It
excited.
actually looks it, like there's some cringe like comedy in it, but like I mean, it's to be expected. You know what I
Yeah, but
mean?
I'm like, I kind of like cringe comedy and things like D&D because I feel like I really value the cringe that is in D&D.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's fun. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
All right.
When does
What
that come
else
out?
we got here this week?
Ooh, we got the last one we got is a hoarding story.
A hoarding story. I'm
Yeah.
not. Oh, it's a bird hoarder. Like your worst nightmare.
It's my worst nightmare.
A bird that
So,
has enough food to sustain itself for like a long time, so it'll haunt you
actually, he
forever.
wasn't, the bird was not doing it to sustain himself. So it's in the Santa Rosa house's chimney. And it was like because like they were kind of being like the owner of the house was kind of being nice to this woodpecker. So much like crows, they were giving them gifts and they started storing nuts, like acorns, like the long acorns in the chimney, and it spilled out into the wall cavities because they were like pecking holes in to like put it, because that's what they do. That's why they pick a hole, so they can put the acorn in it. So like he noticed that there was a little, so there was an exterminator. He was inspecting the home for mealworms, and he discovered nuts, and there were just like 700 pounds of acorns that were stored in the walls. Just if you like click that photo on there, it's just like
I
they just
see
keep
it.
coming.
It's like a room full of fucking acorns.
It's so many. So like normally
700 pounds?
700 pounds. It's just an instinct with them to store it. So like, so they were trying to store, they were storing the nuts in the house's wood siding until the previous owner wrapped the house in vinyl. So then they started storing them in the chimney, but the nuts be kept falling into the wall cavities so the birds couldn't access them, so they kept putting more in
Oh my
so
God,
that they
these
could be
poor
get to them.
woodpeckers.
So they couldn't see it, and they're like, "Where'd all my nuts go?" Couldn't come. Ah, it's like absolutely, I hate woodpeckers. Just be like, I hated woodpeckers even before I was afraid of birds. I hate the noise.
What about, how do you feel about Woody Woodpecker?
Okay, you've just tapped into a story you didn't know was a story.
Oh no.
I swear to God, I remember, and I like nobody else in my household can remember this, so it must have been a nightmare. But I remember one time turning on Cartoon Network because I wanted to watch something, and it was like an all-day marathon of Woody Woodpecker. And there was like a message going across, and it was like the same episodes over and over. And there was a message going across the bottom of the screen that said that the animators were having a strike, so this show would continue to play on air until their demands were met.
What the
I
fuck?
vividly remember this. And it was like all day, it just kept being Woody Woodpecker. And it was like the same two episodes on repeat. Nobody else knows what I'm talking about. I can never find anything on it. I don't know why my brain would have, because I was young and I'd never seen a strike before, like an animator strike or a writer strike hadn't occurred yet. I'd seen like strikes for people who wouldn't work in like grocery stores kind of thing, but I hadn't seen an animator strike. So I don't know how my brain would have come up with that.
What the
You can't
hell?
find anything on it, can
I
you?
can't find anything
No,
on it.
I don't know why my brain would have come up with that, but I cannot stand Woody Woodpecker because of it. I vividly remember this, but everybody swears it must have been a nightmare. So I'm having like those equivalent of like when a girl like has a dream that her boyfriend cheats on her and she wakes up and just is so mad at him. But at least mine doesn't have like an actual victim because he's Woody Woodpecker. He's an animated cartoon. So it's fine. But yeah, I can't stand him at all. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. I cannot find any evidence that this thing ever
Yeah,
occurred on the internet.
the internet doesn't know.
Yeah, I can't find anything. But I don't know how my little brain, my little tiny, like, I wasn't like older, like 12 or what. I was young. I was like 8 or 9. I do not know how my tiny little brain would have come up with this scrolling thing at the bottom telling me that there was an animation strike and that this cartoon would play on
Hold on, and
repeat.
this is something you've always remembered, or this is like a
Yeah.
memory you unlocked recently?
No. This is a memory I've always remembered. And
What
like,
the
it's not like a
hell?
story that's been told to me, so I know it's an actual memory, but I just don't know if it was a memory of a nightmare. But I don't know how my little brain could have come up with this.
No, I feel you. That's why I'm
Yeah.
so intrigued.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense that my 8-year-old brain could have seen a thing scrolling across that said that there was an animation strike. Like, I don't know where the knowledge of a strike being animation, meaning they would play a show on repeat, would come from. I remember other channels had it, but like I was so upset because the Cartoon Network show I wanted to watch, I couldn't watch.
There was a Disney animator strike in 1941.
That's too far back.
That's too far back. No, it's all super old shit.
I have nothing. I have no way to ever say that this thing ever happened.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. In 1982, when maybe they were just showing footage of like
It
rerun
was
footage.
on Cartoon Network.
Fuck. God damn it.
Because we had cable when I was younger.
Is Woody Woodpecker Hanna-Barbera?
What?
You know Hanna-Barbera, like
Oh,
the
cartoons? Oh, yeah. There you go.
Because that's what this 82 strike is.
It looked to me like, I'm not gonna lie, like it looked to me like when I was little, like somebody had hacked into Cartoon Network and played a cartoon on loop. Like it didn't look like somebody from within the station. Have people ever hacked Cartoon Network? And that's in like 2012. That doesn't help me.
No, and in this one they use reruns of the Super Friends and Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? In 82. That's not it.
Don't know.
Nope.
In 2019, they were hacked to show Arabic memes. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it was like a weird Baby Shan fever dream or
It
something.
must have been. I just don't know how Baby Shan came up with this.
You are very like creative, you know what I
Thank
mean?
you. I appreciate that.
And you have a big imagination, so.
Do you know, like, people started describing me a positive at this job I'm at right now, and I almost started crying.
They started describing you as positive?
Yeah.
Well, you are.
Thank you. I don't get just I get described as negative a lot. And like a lot of different jobs I've had have been described as like negative. So it's nice to hear positive, and I'm just
That's
not
weird.
used to it.
You're
Thanks,
very
I appreciate it.
just very inquisitive, you know what I
I'm
mean?
very I am very realistic, and that might come off as negative to some people because I'll be like, well, no, we can't do that because of X, Y, and Z. And people will see that as negative, and I'm like, I'm just being honest, we can't do that thing.
Yeah. So
So that doesn't help it.
what is this nonsense about brand new MacBooks being scrapped?
Oh goodness. So they're 2020 notebooks, and they're having to be scrapped and sold because of something that because of the activation lock. So Apple put an activate what? No, I want to go back to browsing. Thank you. Apple put an
Yeah, that happened to
activation
me
lock on
too.
them.
The weird like vice thing that pops up and
Yeah.
like blocks
Do you
it.
want this? And I'm
Like,
like, no, I
no,
don't.
I don't want
I don't
this.
want this. So, second-hand MacBooks that were retailing for as much as $3,000 are having to be turned into parts by recyclers because they have no way to log in and factory reset the machines because they don't have the activation
Oh my
locks, or like the activation
God.
code. So
So
they're and
they're
they're
just
making it.
bricked, basically, yeah.
Yeah, so Apple's making it so they will get bricked. So you can't like you have to have your Microsoft to log in, or near Microsoft, your Apple ID has to log into it, and it always has to be the one that logs into it. You can't switch it to another Apple ID later.
Yeah.
So, like, even they can't even jailbreak, and bypassers don't even have a solution because the and probably won't because Apple proprietary chips are so relatively formidable. And it's like they used to be able to just like pull out certain parts of it and then you can use the rest of it, but now they can't even do that.
That's
Like,
horrible.
yeah, there's nothing they can do. So it's so that nobody will sell them so Apple can continue selling just new ones. Like, and they don't have to, then they don't have their
God,
other
you
ones
just
being
have
sold
like
to like poor college students who
fucking
can't afford it.
stacks of them in this picture,
Yeah,
dude.
so they're creating giant things of waste too, because we don't have suitable ways to like really recycle all the electronics that we have. And that's like the best way to do it is to sell it to somebody for a little bit cheaper than they could buy a new one for.
The
So
problem is
apparently.
Apple's T2 security chip, first introduced in 2018. The laptop makes it impossible for anyone who isn't the original owner to log into the machine. It's a boon for security and privacy and a plague on the secondhand market. Like it has been for years with recyclers and millions of iPhones and iPads, it's pretty much game over with MacBooks now. There's just nothing to do about it if the device is locked. Even jailbreakers, bypassers don't have a solution, and they probably won't because Apple proprietary chips are so relatively formidable.
If you go down a little bit, there's like, so Brumston told the motherboard that every year Apple makes life a little harder for secondhand market. The progression has been first you had the certifications with unrealistic data destruction requirements, and that caused recyclers to just pull the drives from the machines and sell them without the drives. But then as of 2016, the drives were embedded in the boards, so they started pulling the boards instead.
Fuck.
And now the boards are locked, so they're essentially worthless. You can't even boot a locked 2018 plus MacBook to an external device because by default, the MacBook security app disables external booting.
This is so fucked up.
It doesn't
Those,
surprise me.
there's this, this such expensive fucking pieces of tech.
Yep. And Apple doesn't care.
Of course they don't. They're
No,
fucking,
they're gonna get their
ugh.
money anyway. This is why, like, everybody and their mom is like keeps telling me, you just need to switch to an iPhone. You just need to switch for an iPhone. And I'm like, I seeing what they're doing to the tech industry and refusing to let anybody do anything secondhand. At this point, I'm like, my phone is 3 years old and it's still top of the market. I've completely paid off my Android and it is still, I looked up to see to be like, well, my phone is completely paid off. Do I want to get a new and better phone now that I've completely paid it off? And it's like, no. This is still a top of the line phone. And I'm just like, well, I'm just gonna keep it then. I'm gonna just run it to the ground because there's no cracks on it. It's running fine. It's not
There's no
overheating.
point.
And
There's
no
no
point. I'm not
point.
gonna buy a new phone. And then so everybody's like, well, you need to get an iPhone so that we could don't we can iMessage. And I'm like, that's the only reason you have for me to give an iPhone, and I'm just not gonna do it. Like, I like my phone. I'm sorry. Like,
I'm an iPhone person and I wouldn't wish that on like so someone to just switch their whole ass phone ecosystem just for a messaging app, shut up.
exactly. And it's like all of my stuff is PC. My computer is a PC, my phone. Like if I totally understand. If I had a Mac or I had an iPad, then we could talk. But like everything I run is not Apple. And I'm like, I just at this point, like I'm just gonna keep not running Apple. Like there's no benefit to me switching. You know? And the phones are way more expensive. And my phone's paid off.
And you don't gotta worry about that shit no
No,
more.
I don't want to worry about nothing. I don't have a, that's like 50 less bucks a month.
Exactly. That's a
Are
good
kidding?
chunk.
It's a really big joke. Like, that's a significant amount. If I switched over to an iPhone, it'd be even more. It'd be
Wild.
like 70, 80 a month, probably.
Oh, I don't know. I only pay like
Something like
35 a month for
that. I don't
mine.
know. I don't know, man.
But anyway, that's gonna do it for
Hey.
us here on the podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to find me on the internet, you can find me at Knife Life Osc, Knife Life OSC. If you want to find Shan on the internet.
You can find me under my link tree at Adventure Lady.
Awesome. Make sure you share the show with a friend if you enjoyed it. And that's pretty much gonna do it for us here. Until next time, my name is Oscar.
My name is Shan.
It's been 8 hour chat.
And you can still take antlers on a plane.
Yes, you can. Bye.
Bye.